Just like that billionaire I saw this week. They're not wealthy. I don't see them as wealthy. And by the way, they can't take it with them. You see, when Jane and I were much younger and the kids were really small, we went to a Greek island for a holiday and we rented a small villa. And when we got there, there was no kettle and there was no toaster. So I went out and I bought a cheap, I like a quiet life. Jane likes a cup of tea. So I went and bought a kettle and the kids like toast. So I went and bought a small toaster. And at the end of the holiday, do you seriously think I tried to squeeze the small cheap toaster and the small cheap kettle into my bag with all the kids' paraphernalia? Of course I didn't. Because when I was going home, I knew there would be a really good toaster and a really good kettle. Well, that's like this life. When I go home to heaven, there's going to be a really good toaster and a fantastic kettle. I'm not worried about things in the same way as the world. These boys in the city, they spend 11 and a half months of the year worried about how they're going to be judged by their company. I say 11 and a half months because for 2 weeks they're spending the bonus they got off last year's assessment. But for 11 and a half months, how am I going to be viewed? My father's a multi-trillionaire. I'm a prince and a princess, the same as you. Why am I worried? Totally different mindset. And actually, I've discovered the best thing to say is call it as it is. And that is why the word one-to-one has gone through Lloyd's like a knife through butter. The boys hold dinners now on a regular basis. They invite their non-Christian friends. Many people who haven't even yet become a Christian invite their friends saying, you must look at this. This is for you. It's the real you. Come and have a look. I don't view anything the world's got as anything I want. Thank you very much.
Flowing from that, how then, you shared that you've had a privileged life, I think that was the word you used.
Yes, I have.
How have you ensured that privilege doesn't take the place of Jesus?
I stood at the back, when I was really ill, I had just got back to work, and it was tough, I tell you, it took everything I had. And I went one summer night to the end of the garden, and it went up slightly, our garden, and I looked down on the house. And I could see both my daughter's bedrooms, and I could see my wife in the kitchen. And I thought, I'm going to fight to keep this. And it was like 20 tons fell on me from the sky, with God saying, if you take that attitude, you'll lose the lot. And I had to realize, no, I may be called to be very fortunate, I will be held accountable for this, but I may be called to be a man who takes the gospel to my circle of friends. People who feel comfortable with me in business as a CEO and a chairman. But I carry the responsibility for that. And if I think any of this stuff that I've got is of any use, then I'm no different from the woman recently in Los Angeles who had herself buried in her mink coat in her Ferrari. And guess what? 2.5 years later, they dug her up because they wanted the Ferrari. It's no different than the Pharaohs. So be clear, this is why it's called the truth, you see? The spirit of truth, that's what John describes the Holy Spirit as, and it is. So see it as it is, and realize that you will be judged by it. I've had to be refined. You see, you can't do this to God. You can't say, I want all the blessings, but don't you dare touch that area of my life over there. You can't do that. You have to realize you've got to do this. And say, Lord, there is nothing, nothing that I can influence that is anywhere near the wonder of being right with you. Bring it on. Like the jeweler, burn off the dross, the Bible says. Burn off the rubbish so that you can shine more for the Lord. Not in your strength, His strength.
Richard, one last question just to think through. Would somebody who doesn't know the Christian God, as we've been talking about him tonight,
yes,
they've never heard of him,
yes,
will they go to hell? What will happen to them?
I am delighted to tell you, you don't have to worry about that. We're told that Jesus is the judge. So if some bloke's up the Orinoco, and he's never heard of the Bible, and the best he can do, there's two of them up the Orinoco. One of them doesn't give a monkeys about whatever the creation was. And the other one goes, well, there must be something in all this. This didn't just happen. Well, I have no doubt, just like with a baby, when a baby dies, I have no doubt that Christ, his cross, carries the burden for anyone, and he knows the real way to handle anyone. I don't worry about it. It's down to Christ. And you don't have to worry about it either. It's wonderful. The creator God of the universe knows exactly what to do. But he's fair. He says he's fair. He's just. But don't think you can get there, because you can't.
You're going to read an email for us, and then I'm going to say something before we finish.
I meant to read this. It's a good job I didn't, because I overran anyway. But on Friday, I was at a church in the city. And one of the men in the city had been reading with a friend of his. The guy doesn't go to church, but the guy has been reading the Word one-to-one. He's got to chapter 5, and I went out for a pizza with him on Friday night. He's had he's a very bright guy, he's very successful, but he's had a very tough time. Comes from a Hindu background. And we went through what that prayer said. And I said to him on Friday night, look, it might be for you, you just start with, help me in my unbelief. Because if you move an inch, my friend, God will move a mile. Well, here's the email that came through on Saturday. I got up feeling a Christian. Should I explicitly state feeling like a Christian? The word permeates my every pore, and I have no reluctance, no cultural barrier, no skeptical, logical reservations, no questions of his benevolence in saying it. The who? Hallelujah. See, he's been adopted. He's become a prince in the family of God. Happened on Friday night, on his knees, reading a simple prayer because he'd worked out that Christ died for him. And it's taken away all of those complicated questions that he had in his mind. It's taken away all the cultural issues that he's had from his Hinduism. They've all gone because the word is alive and it comes with the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't go without it.
Richard, thank you so much. Thank you for being with us. Folks, it might be you've been with us for 4 weeks and we're very grateful that you've come. It might be you've just come tonight and we're glad you did, and I hope it's given you food for thought. The truth is we actually have a serious concern for everyone sitting here tonight. I see everyone sitting here tonight will fall into one of two camps, really, one of two categories. It might be you're not yet at a place where you would call yourself a prince or a princess. It might be you're still wrestling with this. It might be that you wouldn't say you are a Christian. Our concern for you is that we want to help you. We want to walk a road with you whereby you could come to know Jesus as King, where you could come to know the Christ who died for you. And we'd love to help you do that. Maybe you've come with a friend and they'd like to read the Bible with you, or you'd like to read the Bible with them. Maybe just say to them, look, hey, I want to do what Richard suggested. Should you get some of those books and let's read them through together? It might be you want to indicate to us as a church that so we can help you. You'll see around the hall, there are these little blue cards. If you fill this in and you either hand it to me or there is a post box on the info desk outside, if you fill your name in, if you tick one of the blocks, we'll follow you up. We'll get hold of you so we can talk further. We'd love to. There are these prayers up front here. Help yourself to these at the end of the evening. We have a genuine concern for you that you too would one day be able to say, why am I a Christian? And we'd love to walk that road with you. It might be you're in the other camp. It might be that you're already able to say that you're a prince. Well, of course, we have a serious concern for you too. We have a concern that you will help others become Christian, that you'll be a Bible sharer. We're not expecting you to be a Bible teacher, as Richard rightly said, but we are hoping you'll be a Bible sharer, that you'll take up the opportunity of reading the Bible, reading John's Gospel with somebody. And we want to equip you to do that. We have training sessions here, wonderful ways that we can equip you. But it might be you want to just grab hold of the resource that Richard's referred to this evening. The Word one-to-one, it's available at the book table at the back. And as we said, there are some privileges having Peter Temple in your church, even if he does support the Blue Bulls. And that is, we've actually got a really special price for you tonight. It's a big discount, $450 for the whole button, for the whole bunch of all four packs. But go and speak to the table, and they'd love to resource you that you can share the Bible and share the gospel and share Jesus with others. And so our hope and prayer is that you will come to know Christ and you will make Christ known. And I'm going to pray for that end as we finish.